In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Psalm 122 sings of our unity in Christ. The greatest joy among us Christians is the glory of God and knowing the salvation that he has brought by it. But the second greatest joy is seeing our brothers and sisters from every tribe, language, nation, and people all gathered before that throne of God, which we see ever so mildly here with the Christian gathering. We who are many are one in Christ. Our unity does not consist in demographics, in genders, in nationality, ethnicity, or even in likes and similar hobbies. It doesn't even consist in being on this earth at the same time. Our unity is far deeper. It is built upon Christ himself. It is his blood that flows from him and into us, uniting us as one holy Christian and apostolic church, with Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. Nothing else but the blood of Christ can unite us. Nothing else but the death of Christ is our salvation. Or as we are more accustomed to saying, only doctrine can unite us. So let us go into the house of the Lord together. Let us go with rejoicing, for our God is present among us this night to pour out his blessings on us. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us gather even all the more as we see the day approaching. Jesus described it in great detail. And when we see those tribulations happening, the fear and foreboding that so fills man's hearts today, we are not to shrink away in fear or hide in our houses, but we are to stand up and lift up our heads, because redemption itself is drawing near. Or to use the words of Psalm 122, we are to go into the house of the Lord, rejoicing. It is natural for fallen man to be filled with fear, because he is a sinner. And so it is also natural that he would get bored with the things of God, because he is a sinner. And he wants to insert himself in some way in this way of salvation. And so diligently we urge one another to come with us into the house of the Lord, to receive the gifts, pay attention to the signs, and trust in the only one who is Lord and Savior. Two or three are necessary. We cannot go by ourselves. Christ is still present as we meditate and study his word by ourselves. But he cannot be bodily present in the Holy Supper by ourselves. So we want two or three to come with us, so we may have the joy of joys to partake of our God and his gifts. The Son of David is coming to us. To us who are Americans, that the apostles had no idea existed or would ever exist. He has not forgotten his promise to Shem to enlarge in the tent of Japheth, He has not forgotten his promise to David to build one holy temple which would draw all the nations to himself. So let us go together to that temple of God, to the house of the Lord, with gladness and joy. For that temple was struck down, and on the third day it was raised back up, so that we might enter with joy and gladness and partake of his resurrection. As Solomon's temple was a place of sacrifice, so also Christ is our sacrifice. Without sacrifice, there can be no peace. Without sacrifice, the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness, for there is forgiveness in the blood. So his side was open, the temple curtain torn in two, and yet he rose on that third day. Come, let us go to the presence of Christ with glad and sincere hearts, for our God is here to give us those eternal gifts. Our joy is not found in simply a unity. Our joy is not found in windows or in oratory skills or in fellowshipping, whatever that means, with one another. Our joy is found in Christ, and in a holy and blessed fellowship, a holy and blessed communion with him and with one another, eating together, drinking together, for we are all one in Christ. When the psalm speaks of the city of Jerusalem, it is not talking about the physical city of Jerusalem. We heard how Christ spoke of the destruction that would come upon it because of its unbelief. And that came not simply once in 70 AD, but also at the hands of the Babylonians. It's a foreshadow of the destruction that will come upon those who do not have faith. But what Psalm 122 speaks of is the unity again of the true Jerusalem, those who have faith. For the psalmist says, it is built as a city that is bound firmly together. So the unity of Christians is like a city. Tribes scattered all over the earth and yet bound together, one upon with the other. Not built upon an ethnicity, but built upon the faith of Abraham. Some of us are gates. Others of us towers, others walls, others inside houses. But whatever gifts and vocations God has given to us, he has given for the common good. The gifts and abilities are not a cause for dissension. The riches and strength are not a cause for discord or division, but to fill up what is lacking in us, for we cannot do it all by ourselves. Gifts that are used for the common good, for joy, gladness, peace, and happiness fill this holy city, this new Jerusalem. For again, her unity is not found in what she can offer, but is found in what Christ has done. Built upon that teaching of the apostles with Christ himself as that cornerstone. No individuality, but commonality. Through offerings, through prayers, and through time spent, we share what we have with those who are in need. We do not operate in isolation, but always together, always in step. Because it is just as St. Paul says, there is one Lord, one bread, one cup, not many, one God and Father over all. We are all one in Christ. Spiritual things are not our cause for division, but are the cause of our union. Because Christ is sufficient for all. He draws us all as one. The blood that was poured over me in baptism is the same that is poured over you. The bread from which we eat is the same. The cup from which we drink is the same. The same Christ enters into us to unite us as one. Peace and unity fill our hearts and our minds. What used to divide us no longer does. For we have a greater unity than that of ethnicity. We have a greater unity than that of even husband and wife, or mother and daughter, or son and father, or sibling. Our greater unity is built upon Christ and his blood, which flows into me and to you and to all Christians. And not even death can break that. For this we give thanks to the name of the Lord. His goodness and praise is seen in a variety of places, in creation, in our houses. But chiefly we thank and we praise him by receiving the good gifts in his house. So the nations come and find joy, peace, and unity with us here. Let us go and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Let us bring our children in our arms and on our hips, singing and making gladness before the Lord. For we have but one Lord and Savior. As he established the throne of David in Jerusalem, so now he has established David's greater son's throne at the very right hand of God Most High. So that now Christ might pour out on us his blood and unite us in his truth. Christ is not sitting because he is done with his work. He is done winning salvation for man, but he is quite active pouring out that salvation on man. So he gives us gifts of the holy ministry. So from pulpit and from altar, Christ rules his church so that men might be brought into the way of truth. Through his word, he judges the hearts of all. We're not free to do as we please. We're not free to live or to believe as we please. But we have been brought into unity with Christ. He is our judge. He instructs. He continues to order us according to his word, for he is our King. So we pray for peace. Peace not only among us and in our hearts, that we would walk the ways of God's commands and believe what he has said, but peace for all Jerusalem. That schisms and causes of offense would be removed, that all heretics and false teaching would be blotted out, that our desire for unity, which is good and godly, would not trump doctrine. If God tells us to pray for peace, as he does in this psalm, then we must say it has not fully come to this earth. More need to be gathered. More need to be subject to the judgment of the Son of David, so that they too may come with glad and sincere hearts into God's house to receive his gifts. So that they too may be made one with us and enjoy the peace that surpasses all human understanding. So rejoice when Sunday rolls around. Rejoice when the divine service is offered yet again throughout the week. Rejoice as a family member or friend says, "Come, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us hear and receive our God, and live in fellowship and union with him and with one another." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.